astrology, that's where the word horoscope comes from Hor Veda. They deal with astrology, they deal with architecture, which is Shilpa Shastra. They deal with every branch of science, mathematics, so on, Vedic mathematics. There are famous or well-known mathematicians who calculate faster than computers. Vedic mathematics is a whole different system than the Arabic system that we're used to. And the counting system, it has different counting. But because the Vedic literatures are a handbook for how to live in this world and how to do things, but do things in a way in which God actually intended things to be done. So architecture, there's music, there's dance, everything you'll find in the Vedas. But the world also has a plan. It has a purpose. It's not just here so that we all die. It's actually here so that we become self-realized, which means we know who we are. To talk a little about that. And generally, that process of self-realization in English terminology is called religion. In Sanskrit, we call it dharma. And specifically, it's called Sanatana Dharma.
Guru Maharaj, this is another family friend of ours, Diti.
Hare Krishna. Diti? And it's Dharma or Sanatana Dharma, which gives facility for everyone, whoever they may be, to understand themselves, to understand who the Creator is, and to understand what our relationship is with the Creator, and ultimately to go back to our eternal home, because this is not our home. This is actually a very lost place. Krishna said, well, I should speak into that. Krishna says that it's dukkalayam ashashvatam. Duk means that it's full of misery, and ashashvata means that it's on the other side. And ashashvata means everything is temporary. So part of the Hare Krishna. Part of the process. There we go. Part of the process of self-realization is the purifying activity by which we become free from misconceptions of who we are. And that is called the spiritual practices or sadhana. And for devotees, for those in the Krishna conscious movement, then the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the chanting of this mantra, is the process which Chaitodarpanamarjanam, which cleanses our consciousness, Mahava Mahadavanam, and it frees us from the influence of the world that we live in, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vittaranam. It becomes the real beacon of auspiciousness, Vidyavatu Jivanam. Manifests transcendental knowledge through purification of the heart, Anandam Buddhimardhanam, and it makes one happy. Purna Ambita Svadhanam, and it actually gives us that which we're really hankering for. We're looking for something. Everyone's looking to be happy. And it doesn't work here. Dukkalayam Ashashvatam. Sarvatmasnath Param Param Vijayati Shri Krishna Sankirtam. So that's why we chant Hare Krishna. Because the Hare Krishna mantra is a transcendental sound vibration that achieves all of these things and even more. It actually awakens the dormant love that everyone has towards the Supreme Being. And that's why we're going to chant Hare Krishna, and then afterwards come to the Dvodara Ratna. So now I'll do it like this because it's on the carpet. I'll do it for this. That's fine. Hare Krishna.